He's the reason we are here. He's the only man to have ever won 2 calendar Grand Slams. Please put your hands together for Mr. Rod Laver.
More than 15,000 fans in Prague applaud Rod Laver as he takes the stage for the presentation ceremony at the end of the inaugural edition of the Laver Cup. It was a heartfelt ovation for the 79-year-old Australian, who was in attendance over 3 days as 12 of the world's best players battled for the trophy. The stars were divided into 2 teams, Europe against the rest of the world, and the sides were captained by 2 former Grand Slam champions. The Swede Bjorn Borg skippered the Europeans, while John McEnroe from the United States was captain of the world team.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious! That ball was on the line. Chalk flew up.
After 12 matches, the Europeans, boasting 5 players in the top 10, won the cup. And it was fitting that the world number 2, Roger Federer, who was one of the driving forces behind the event, beat Nick Kyrgios to clinch the final points for the Europeans. McEnroe was generous in defeat.
I just want to say congratulations to Team Europe. It was a hell of a 3 days. Unbelievable. I'm so proud to be part of an event called the Laver Cup. Rod Laver, along with millions of others, was my idol growing up. And I see my great rival, Bjorn Borg, on the other side. It was just amazing. It was so good to see you, except for that last point. And Roger Federer, thank you so much for putting this event together. The players, I know the players love it. Let me just say on the behalf of all the rest of the world, Team World, that we are very proud to be here. The hospitality, the treatment has been unbelievable. You fans have been amazing, absolutely amazing. And lastly, and I'm most proud of these guys right here. These guys fought their heart and soul and put everything into this, and we were so, so close to pulling this off. Thanks for having me as captain. I appreciate it. I'm proud of you guys. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.
McEnroe's team, comprising the likes of Jack Sock and John Isner, nearly did pull off an unexpected victory. But the laurels go to the Europeans from a competition that's been likened to the Ryder Cup in golf. That tournament's been going since 1927 and started out as the United States versus Great Britain. That competition was never going to be a scenario for the Laver Cup, which paraded a plethora of plot lines and innovations. First, the smart ideas. The matches were played on a black court. That looked slick. Winners of the 4 matches on day 1 were awarded 1 point. On day 2, winners got 2 points. And yes, you guessed it, on day 3, 3 points. With 13 points needed for overall victory, the tournament couldn't be wrapped up in 2 days. As for the plot lines, Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer, winners of 35 Grand Slams between them, often at each other's expense, were going to be rooting for each other. And when Federer clinched victory, Nadal was the first to acclaim him. Federer was a happy man.
A lot of people put in heroic efforts, and I'd like to thank all of them. You know, the people who were behind this event as well from the get-go and believed in it and believed in the vision and the dream. So to see it all come alive and at the end, the team showing up, playing well, Team World coming up, putting an unbelievable show and playing their absolute best because they had to, because our team was stacked with world-class players, you know, top 10 players. It was always going to be tough for them, but it was indoors. It is a faster court to play on if you serve well, and that's why it was a nail biter at the end. But for me personally, it's a dream scenario, and I'd like to thank each one of them, you know, for their efforts. Rafa was the first to sign up. He was there from the start, and I can't thank him enough, and Bjorn and John to accept their role as captains and honour the great man in Rod Laver. All worked out. It's really a dream.
before Nadal and Federer played out their epic 2008 Wimbledon final. The Borg-McEnroe showdown in 1980 at the same venue had been considered the greatest final.
15-14.
So having had seven championship points, Borg, he now has two more.
Borg's not really been a feature on the circuit since retiring in 1981, and it was clear that he's not as used to the public gaze as his old rival McEnroe, who's a TV commentator and active on the Veterans Tour.
Thank you very much. First of all, it's always tough to make a speech after John. That's why I prefer to make a speech before him, because he's talking so much all the time, and he has so many nice things to say about everything. First of all, I'm very proud of my team. Very happy. I was very nervous sitting on the bench. It's more nervous watching the tennis than to be on the court yourself. But I'm proud of the whole team. Very happy to be part of the Labour Cup. I'm very happy about Team World too, because the tennis these two teams performed in the Labour Cup was unbelievable. Every match was unbelievable tennis, and that's what everybody wants to see. And next year, the Team World has home court advantage, Chicago. We're looking forward to be there. I'm sure it's going to be a tough task to play there, but we're going to try our best. And thanks for all the people who come out these 3 days. It's been great. You've been great. Great feeling for everybody.
Well, there were naysayers about the whole event in Prague. Some called it nothing but a jamboree of exhibition matches. The ITF, which organises the Davis Cup, wasn't happy about it as it came so soon after its round of games. And the ATP, which runs the men's tour, wasn't overjoyed either, as so many top players were away from other events. But really, this is Rod Laver we're talking about, and he seems rather happy.
Yeah, it's a marvel at the crowd to begin with, but especially having all six players from Europe and six from the rest of the world here. It was an exciting time, and having my name associated with the Laver Cup is just hard to believe is happening, because I'm honoured.
It has to be said, the players on both sides did Laver proud, as Nadal acknowledged.
Well, it has been unforgettable 3 days. No? I love always the team competition, and having just next to me this unbelievable group have been a great team spirit. No? So well done, everybody that makes the team, put all the things together between each other, talking a lot. Have been probably one of the nicest weekends that we had during the year. No? So well done, everybody. Well done, the Team World, for a great fighting spirit. Great tennis during every match. Anything could happen. No? We finally won at the last match, but all the matches have been very close. So well done, and we are looking forward to come to your house next year.
And that house will be in Chicago. Borg and McEnroe will again be the team captains, and all being well, a certain Rodney George Laver will be on hand to present the cup. Well, that's it from Sports Insight. My thanks to Alain Bleu for studio production. From me, Paul Myers, ciao.